Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Are there any towns that have shady pasts or have had some sort of underground mystery, conspiracy? Pick kinda related. Stuff like Twin Peaks. I remember off my head some town that hated a bully so much that they gathered around him and killed him. Nobody then cooperating with police. Stuff like that, cults etc. are welcome in this thread too.
There was some weird stuff about Alexandria, Virginia. I would see ghosts over the years. All colonial period looking. Apparently the hospital was haunted because it used to be the site of a plantation house where a daughter who was secretly in love with a boy who was a Confederate soldier. I think he got caught and killed on the grounds, or maybe it was the both of them, it's been a while. The woods by my old house were so fucking dark. There was a trail to that ran through it parallel to the creek. Over time people have been killed and or assaulted down there, bodies turning up. We had the FBI go from door to door one day, seen undercover the next few weeks after that. I have more if anyone wants more or has questions.
My town in fucking nowhere, Oklahoma. I drive by this little cemetery every day with only a few graves in it whenever I go to town for groceries. These graves are from the early 1900s, around statehood, which was 1907. I live in the country, and it's about 25 minutes to a town with a grocery store, just to give you an example of how remote it is. Anyway, one of the land plots we own has a couple ruined homesteads on it, and one of those has an old half-dug water well. The story goes that there was a drought, and the landowner with the water well rationed it out to the neighbors within so many miles of his land. I believe the ration was 2 barrels per week. This landowner caught wind of one man who didn't abide by these rules. The rule breaker and his son showed up one day by wagon carrying his empty barrels to refill. The landowner and some of the other neighbors confronted him about it. I was told that the rule breaker said something like, "I'll take however much damn water I please, but this is hearsay." At that point, the landowner pulled out a pistol and killed both the father and son on the spot. All of this to tell you that this is how the small abandoned cemetery got started. There are 7 or 8 graves there now, but nobody else has been buried there since around 1910.
I grew up right next to Centralia, in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. I actually regularly attended church in Centralia, and I think my mom still does. I only really explored the rest of what's left of the town a few times, because bears can easily fuck you up, and I didn't have a gun to take until long after I lost interest, but most were uneventful. A few times I got intimate with girls on the side roads that have been reclaimed by nature, which was neat. But usually, I just found the typical tourists, and beer cans, bottles and other trash left by kids throwing bush parties. This one fucking time though, I was walking further up into the hills, near Pick related, but probably further west, and there was this big rolled up carpet stained dark red and covered in a fuck ton of broken glass. It also seemed like there was something rolled into it near the center, where most of the glass was concentrated. Now, you see a lot of garbage back the bush around my hometown, so used furniture and stuff is not a strange sight, but this shit was not at all like that. What else was 17-year-old me supposed to think I ran into besides a body dump? The thing is, 17-year-old me may not have just been a dumb kid getting spooked by his imagination. The area is getting hit hard by the opioid crisis, especially Mount Carmel and Shamokin, and it's not nearly as safe as it was when I was a child or even early teenager. Shootings are getting more common, as are robberies and other crimes, both violent and non. One murder that happened a couple years ago seemed exceptionally fishy, like it could have been a police informant getting killed fishy. So as I look back on it, even though this particular Centralia excursion happened almost 10 years ago, there's a very real possibility that I stumbled upon an actual dead body rolled up in a carpet in Centralia. TL. Dr. I think I came across a body in Centralia around a decade ago. Fuck. I looked at the map again, and that's not right. That pick is pretty much a quarter of the population's backyard. Pick related is closer to where I found it. It was on a dirt road going further back into the bush.
Plenty of places in bumfuck New Zealand which are extremely eerie, very rich paranormal but esoteric history. My own town Napier has blocked off underground tunnels leading from the abandoned hospital to fuck knows where. They are around 10 feet in height and maybe 20 feet in width, and are now blocked off by concrete walls. There are also rumors that there are some people living in these tunnels underground, some sort of underground civilization. We have a heavily haunted hospital and a coven in the northern part of the town. I have gathered an anecdote from a person I know in his early 40s about when he was staying at a friend's place on what I call the hill. The hill is rather large and overlooks the sea and shit, has easily 5,000 plus people living there. Has lots of groves, empty areas and valleys filled with literally kilometers of shrubbery just sitting there, alongside the odd cave you may find, haunted prison, etc. Silent Hill vibes. Anyways, when he was staying at his friend's place, they were fucking around drinking when all of a sudden some dude who was absolutely mortified runs through his fucking glass screen door talking about how his family has been killed and he was escaping from a cult of sorts. After explaining the situation, a lot of details have left my head. Apparently dude just eventually disappeared from the area, never to be seen or heard of before. Also an abnormally high density of haunted houses in the city. It's like one in three houses are haunted to some extent. Weird and creepy place with a lot of esoteric history, still nice though.
Despite being devoutly religious, I still hold empiricism and the scientific method above all else. But let me tell you, as someone who's been blessed by the Holy Spirit, whether deserved or not, there's something fishy going on in Sleepy Hollow, New York. The same one as the legends. I don't know much about the headless horseman thing, but I don't think that has anything to do with it. Maybe it's the way the hills cast shadow on it during broad daylight, the random mist that engulfs parts of it, that just give it a creepy vibe. As a New Yorker, I make it a goal to visit every part of New York, and then visit every part of the next state, and so forth. But only Sleepy Hollow irked me the wrong way. I don't want to sound too far out there, and I'm open to criticism, but to establish my credibility, I believe my devout prayers have been made into reality for other people. Astounding outcomes, thrice in a row. Of course, it could just be nonsense coincidence, but assuming it's true, along with my apparent feeling of Sleepy Hollow, then whatever sinister things I detected there must be true. Screenshot just this part in case anything weird there gets uncovered eventually.
There's a town in Scotland called Sanquharha that was founded for mining lead. The locals are all really creepy and unsettling. The town has about a dozen historical commemorative plaques for murderers and massacres that happened in it. Everyone from the neighboring towns stay out of it as much as possible, and the theory is that lead poisoning from the mines surrounding the town has turned everybody in it low-key insane. You go there and the locals all just stare at you, huddled in groups along the street, while your gut screams at you to leave because something just feels terribly wrong. The chippy does a great Aberdeen Angus burger though.
I don't have a lot of info on this because it's not very well known, but there is something strange about it. I used to live in a small town in Colorado called Longmont. For some reason, this is the only town in the US to get an internet service called Nextlight, fiber optic high-speed internet, and no one knows why. Much larger cities could put this to real use and benefit much more than a bumfuck town like Longmont. There have been rumors that the only reason this service is offered here is because Longmont is one of the biggest manufacturers of methamphetamine in the Midwest, and due to the amount of low-key high rollers who live there, they have all invested heavily into not only the meth trade but also this type of internet. Obviously, this is all speculation since no one will ever talk about something as unimportant as some weird internet provider in a small town in the Midwest, but it's still strange nonetheless.
Live in the middle of Lovecraft Country. To the south is New Bedford, a reeking, broken-down fish port full of shadowy gangs, think Innsmouth with inbred junkies for fish people. To the north is Taunton, a small quaint town that looks like Capra's America in the center, but hides an abandoned insane asylum, a child-murdering cult, and the cusp of the Bridgewater Triangle on the outskirts. In between are forgotten, derelict towns like Pitsley and Freetown, where inbreeding got so bad the area was known for pink eyes and schizophrenia. The Bridgewater Triangle is its own thing, people keep disappearing there for no palpable reason. You can find a hell of a rabbit hole to fall down if you Google that.
Unless you live here, you probably think New York State is a pretty developed place. Not only New York City, we have Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Rome, Utica, Albany, Westchester, and Long Island. These are all pretty urban, suburban. Nope, unless you have a highway connected to your town in PIC-related, you're living in the boonies. Appalachia reaches the southern part of the state, and the Adirondacks are dotted with these small towns that are like from a Stephen King story. I have the Weird New York book, the same guys who made the Weird New Jersey books and magazines, and I can list some of the stories in there. But New York is full of these strange small towns that feel like they've stayed the same since colonial times in many ways.
Hitch a ride with a bunch of strangers. Do some small talk. Driver and one of the other passengers happen to have lived in roughly the same area. They both had to drive through the same small town on the regular. PIC-related, Afeln, about 1,000 inhabitants, Sauerland, Germany. They both agreed it was a creepy place, gave them shivers and a bad mood every time they went through. People staring and looking really weird. As if telling them to just go away. I don't know anything more specific than this, but it sounded like the Innsmouth look to me. Intriguing that they both agreed that the place was creepy, even though they didn't know each other before that day and definitely hadn't been there together.
I remember off my head some town that hated a bully so much that they gathered around him and killed him. I believe that was the Ken McElroy case. Big guy. Poorly educated. Grew up with a bad rep around town. Was known for stealing people's stuff multiple times. Was charged for conviction, but they were also dropped multiple times. Was arrested once for arson, assault, and statutory on one of his girls. Gets released on bail. Married and knocked up some underage girl. Bullied and intimated eyewitnesses into fear and submission. Stalked and parked out a person's home at least 100 times. Known to stalk many other people too. Attempted multiple murders. After approximate 21 charges being put down, the town's people lose hope on the justice system. One night, the town gather at the tavern. McElroy finishes his drink and orders a six-pack. Enters his pickup truck. Gets shot multiple times and hit twice. 46 potential witness the shooting. No one confess the assailant slash S. No one expressed any guilt or reason. Justice system denies any charges to be pressed as there was no lead.
I was surprised by the number of people involved in the defense industry when I was in Fort Collins in Arvada, Colorado. I've heard it's similar in the Denver area, especially Littleton. Boulder is creepy. If you've looked into the JonBenet Ramsey case, you understand. Basically, the town is run by satanic Minecraft YouTubers, or so the story goes. Galena, Illinois is run by a satanic coven, and the nearby unincorporated Galena territories are used as a haven for wealthy Chicagoans to do as they please. A former waitress at the resort there told me that she was recruited for a sex party by a man who said he worked for politicians, and an elderly happy man said that they've been bringing rough trade in there for parties since after the war. Rough trade means poor teen males who get DM by Discord mods, often accustomed to abuse.
I grew up in a really corrupt town, county with tons of murders because they were so easy to get away with. When the FBI got involved, things changed, but we had a lot of guys disappear, and no one would dare go to the police or even talk about it. Everyone knew who committed the murders, and even the cops knew, but were too afraid to do anything.
At a Hollywood Video in Trenton, near Ewing, maybe called Palmer Video at the time, my dad worked there years ago, almost 20 years or so. He had a story he told when opening the store one day. He heard some rustling behind the store, near the dumpster. Upon going to investigate, he saw some homeless guys by the dumpster arguing over something. Thinking it was just scraps or something, he tried to shoo them off, but both men very quickly went from arguing to each other to horrified, saying there was something in the dumpster and he needed to call the cops. A bit spooked at nearly 6 a.m., he complied, and the cops showed up. Inside the dumpster was a severed human arm. He, and the police, were both certain that the homeless men had stumbled into a mafia cleanup op of some sort. We don't know if it was meant to be found as a sign or not, because to my knowledge the rest of the body was never discovered. The mafia's presence in New Jersey is no joke.
There's a seedy cult in Shawano, Wisconsin. The leader is a weird old guy from India. It started in the 70s, and in the last 20 years he's been buying tons of businesses, vacant lots, and buildings in the city. They have a compound in the woods that's guarded 24/7. You can usually see kids with shaved heads silently standing on the side of the road by its driveway. Nobody knows what goes on there, but former members say they suffered a lot of abuse. Soon, this creep is going to own the whole town.
Another Pennsylvania Anon here as well. There's this town called East Berlin that feels exactly like a Silent Hill-esque cult town. The people there are friendly to outsiders, but if you, an outsider, moved into said town, then they ghost you. Nobody associates with you. Nobody talks to you. Nobody will even tell you the time of day unless you talk to other outsiders that moved in or the Mennonites. My family lived down near the Buna part of town down by the creek, and that's where all the outsiders lived. But there's all sorts of abandoned buildings in and around town. Not to mention the woods are extremely hostile and I'd routinely find dead animals. No indication of how they died. Not even our vet neighbor could tell us how. I went to Bermudian Springs School District, and all of the non-outsider kids from East Berlin were pretty much shunned and bullied. Meanwhile, the moment we got back into town, they'd all become chatty Cathys with each other and shun the rest of us. Something was totally going on in that town. Whenever I'd ask why X building or Y building was abandoned, they'd either ignore me or they'd be an outsider and not know. Once explored an abandoned middle school that was closed in the 50s with my friend Anthony, and while we were in the bathroom we heard something click clacking down the hallway, so we crawled out the window and ran. TL;DR I lived in the weirdest fucking town in South Central Pennsylvania.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.